Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning, family. Thank you for tuning in to Fresh Wind on Fire. I am your girl, Teresa, here with another topic to ponder on, food for thought. Have you ever wondered what happens when you touch and agree with someone you believe have a prayer of faith? Or, beloved, have you prayed with a double-minded individual who had fear attached to their touch? So my question this morning is, who are you touching and agreeing with? Let's talk about it.
Jesus on my mind. I'm the resurrection of life. When I was laying sick on my bed, Jesus told all death to be paid. That's why I gotta open my mouth and praise Him. I wanna praise Him.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He is there.
Walking into the church to pray.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I am your girl, Teresa Graham, broadcasting live from the beautiful state of Texas, a small city called Funky Town. It is a little cloudy and rainy outside. I'm praying that the sun come up today. Come on, somebody. But we still going to have a blessed day, because guess what? My grass is being watered outside. My flowers is being watered outside. So I am thankful to the Most High God. Amen. And so if you would like to listen to the show via telephone, go ahead and dial area code 563-999-360. One to hear the show on your cell phone or on your office phone, wherever you are. You can still listen to the show, or you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/freshwindandfire. Amen. Well, guys, let's go ahead and quickly get into the topic today. What happens when you touch and agree with another believer? Have you ever thought about that, guys? Because sometimes, guys, you can be touching and agreeing with folk that don't even believe the way you believe. Come on, somebody. You guys are not on one accord. This person is wishy-washy. They're all over the place. They're a devil-minded person. The Bible says if you're a devil-minded person, you're unstable in all your ways. Amen. But sometimes, beloved, you have to find someone who have strong faith and who believe in the Most High God. Amen. Believe what John 14 says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Meaning that you believe that God will do whatever you ask Him to do if you ask according to His will. Amen. And one thing I've learned about touching and agreeing with people is that I believe in seeking the will of the Father. And I want to know what the Father is saying. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to touch and agree with someone and believe for something that is not mine. I'm not going to do that, okay? Because look here, you're not going to get that thing, amen, because it don't belong to you. But you want all that the Most High God wants for you. And you have to believe, beloved, every believer in Jesus Christ Yeshua, every believer in the Most High God has authority over the devil in Jesus Christ Yeshua's name. And if you don't know how to use your God-given authority over the devil, then get in agreement with someone else. Get in agreement with another believer and bind the devil from messing with you or trying to stop what the Most High God wants to give you. Amen. So you have to learn how to bind and loose. Amen. You have to know how to bind and loose. Amen. Jesus is saying whenever two people agree in prayer, He is right there to make it good, to make it happen for you and I. Amen. And so Jesus is bringing out the fact that whatever we bind on earth shall be bind in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. So guys, you got to learn how to get somebody that can agree with you, not go against you, but agree with you. Sign out the word of God for your life. Work the word of God because the word of God will work for you. Amen. You got to understand that the Most High God have given you authority. Amen. Instead of using that authority, many folks let the devil bind them. They let the devil talk them out of their blessings. They don't know who they are, whose they are. They wishy-washy. They devil-minded. The Bible says a devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And so, guys, if you do not know that the prayer of agreement is for us today and it works for us today, then you need to get in the Word of God and you need to ask the Most High God to allow His Holy Spirit to minister to your soul and your spirit. Amen. You have to know what belongs to you. God has given you the authority over the enemy. Amen. Understand that. You have the authority over the devil in Jesus Christ Yeshua's name. Amen. And so find someone who is not wishy-washy. Find someone who is not devil-minded. They don't know. One minute they got strong faith. The next minute they don't know who they are. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. You see, you got to find somebody that really believes the word of God. You got to find somebody that will work the word of God and know that if they work the word of God, that it shall be done and they shall have whatever they ask the Most High God for. Amen. John 14 tells us, if ye shall ask anything in his name, meaning Jesus Christ Yeshua's name, he will do it. Amen. All you got to do is ask the Most High God. Amen. Notice that Jesus said, it shall be done for them of his Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Know your rights. Know what belongs to you. Know that the Most High God is waiting to bless you. But you got to open your mouth. You got to send that word forth. Whenever the word go forth, it shall not return to the Most High God void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. Come on, somebody. And so you got to know your right. You got to know who you are. And get up and do something about it. Don't just sit there and say, well, you know, I don't know, maybe, and all kind of stuff. And you don't need to go get a crowd of people either. Okay? You don't have to have a crowd of people for the prayer of agreement to work. Amen? The prayer of agreement requires only what? Two people to touch and agree, okay, according to God's word. It will work for you and I and any believer who would dare to believe and act on it. So you got to get in place, beloved, and know that prayer is important and that, guys, you can touch and agree. You don't need a lot of people surrounded by you for prayer. Mm-mm. No, you better find somebody who is full of faith, who walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, somebody. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so the more you hear the word of God, the more the word of God will work for you. Amen. But you got to believe that, beloved. You got to understand what prayer will do. Prayer will work for you. Amen. God wants us to take him at his word. Amen. He wants us to take him at his word. He wants us to take his word as final authority in our life. He wants us to understand that he have given us the authority over the enemy to bind and loose. Come on, somebody. What have you been binding? And what have you been loosing? Okay? That's a question that you have to ask yourself. Jesus is bringing out the fact that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. So in other words, beloved, you don't have to run around with fear attached to your prayer, to your prayer of agreement. You have to realize and recognize that heaven will back each and every one of us up and what we pray on the earth in agreement for. Amen. As long as we pray the will of the Most High God. In other words, your prayer must be in line with God's word. Amen. And so we have that right. We have that authority to loose and bind. But please understand, beloved, you have to find out the will of God for your life. Stop walking around in this world defeated, busted, and disgusted, toe up from the flow up. Don't know anything. All you're doing is focusing on the issues and the problems and the aches and the pain. And you see what I'm saying? You're eating from the table of fear. You're eating from the table of doubt. You're eating from the table of unbelief. You become confused. And we know who is the author of confusion, right? You know, that's Satan's job, is to make you confused to what God has given you the authority to do. Amen? So you got to understand, beloved, that prayer of agreement works. You have to find that one person. You ain't got to get a lot of folk. You know, you run around trying to find a heap of people, a lot of people. No, baby. All you need is one person to touch and agree with you and know you're right. God have given you the authority over the devil, okay? Come on, somebody. You got to understand that. Amen. You got to understand that. And you got to know your God-given authority over the enemy. And when you know that, then you're able to get someone and pray in agreement. You just need one somebody. Yeah, you just need. I'm not talking about a gossiping friend. I'm not talking about a hater, okay? Because you got to let those haters be your motivators. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about somebody who really have a relationship with the Most High God and know God for themselves. That's what I'm talking about, beloved. We are talking about getting somebody who is a believer, who can stand on the word of God and take God's word as final authority in their life. You cannot go forth and be all that the Most High God wants you to be if you're walking in doubt, if you're walking in unbelief. Who could do that? I mean, come on, you know. You got to know your rights. You got to know who you are and whose you are in God. Amen. God wants you blessed, beloved. God wants you healed. He wants you to have all of his promises. But the only way that you're going to get them is if you go into prayer and find somebody, see, find somebody. The word of God tells us, for where there are two or three are gathered together in his name, there am I in the midst of them. Do you believe that today, beloved? Do you believe that today? You have to believe that today. And I pray that this topic will bless you. If it has been a blessing to you, please share this topic with your family and your friends. Let them know that Fresh Wind and Fire is on the air, and we're going to have topics that's going to be able to be applied to your daily life, okay? You definitely need a tool that will help you in your human walk on this earth. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm saying? And if you grab a hold to these scriptures and these verses and God's final word, you will be a blessed people. Amen. I look to be blessed. I don't know about you, but I look for God to bless me. Amen. I take his word as final authority in my life. I know who I am and whose I am. I know how to apply the word of God to any situations. But just know, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of your tongue. If you get someone who you connect with, you join with, and they're all they can talk about is the issue or the problem, then that's not a good prayer partner, okay? So check your prayer partners out. Check your prayer partners out. Make sure that they are the right prayer partner. You can't just get anybody, you know, just because they got human flesh. Okay, come on over here and agree with me. Because guess what? You could be praying and they could be thinking about something else, honey. You know what I'm saying? They're not even thinking about praying and touching and agreeing with you. Okay? And that's why sometimes, guys, you know, a lot of things don't come to pass in your life because you got somebody who's negative, backbiting, talking, gossiping, hating other people. You know what I'm saying? Praying on them, not praying for them, but praying on them. And so you have to clean out your spirit, man. You have to ask the Most High God to send someone into your life that can touch and agree with you and pray with you and cover you. You don't want people in your life that can't get a prayer to God. Come on, somebody, huh? You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you may be feeling a certain way in your body and you just need somebody to come and touch and agree, and they touch and agree and y'all just pray. And they help pray you through whatever. You don't need somebody who can't pray and all they want to do is pray on you or gossip and backbite and run around on social media with a gossiping spirit. Who does that, you know? The Bible says, how can you say you love God whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? The Bible calls you a liar. And so, beloved, we have to really check our love walk, okay? We have to check our love walk. And you want to make sure the person that comes to pray with you really loves God. Okay, not love gossiping, not love hurting people and scheming and conniving and setting up traps and snares and all kind of. Nah, you got to get away from all that, okay? And then you got to really forgive people who have hurt you, misused you, mishandled you, you see what I'm saying, did all kind of things to you. You have to forgive them before you go to the Most High God in prayer. You have to ask God to allow His Holy Spirit to search your heart to make sure that whatever you ask God for in His name, He will do it for you. Amen? Come on, somebody. So you got to really check yourself and do some homework, you know. You got to really, you know, examine your heart, examine yourself. Make sure you are in line with the Word of God. When you get on your knees or on your face or sit in your prayer chair or in your prayer room, wherever you at, make sure you are right with God. So, guys, I want to invite you every morning on our YouTube channel, Dr. Teresa Graham YouTube channel. We have prayer 4 a.m. Central every morning, Monday through Friday, okay? And so if you're in the Central time, it's 4 a.m. Eastern time, it's 5 a.m., okay? So make sure, guys, to really come and be a part of what the Most High God is doing in our life. Amen. And we come together and we have a prayer of agreement, okay? And so, guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Fresh Wind and Fire. And, guys, if you have not started following this podcast, please do so now by clicking that follow button. You can sign up with your email or your Facebook page, okay? We definitely want to grow this platform as well. And so if you missed the beginning of it, please come back and click listen, and you will be able to listen to the very beginning of the show, okay? Also, leave a comment below under this program. Tell me what you think about it, you know, about prayer, you know, because you may have connected to somebody who was not in the same faith as you and unbelief and all that. You may have experienced that. I would like to hear your story about that. But just know, beloved, when you're looking to get your prayer through, you find one somebody who's walking by faith and not by sight. Because sometimes you can walk by your sight, honey, and that messed up your destiny. Sometimes you can walk by feelings and emotions and get all wrapped up in the natural, honey, not realizing that the Word of God said there's no good thing in the flesh. So you have to learn how to disconnect from flesh and tap into the spirit realm, okay? And learn how to work the Most High God Word, because the Word of God will work for us if we allow God to work His Word. Amen. So, guys, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Fresh Wind and Fire. We will be scheduling another podcast for you guys. Not sure what the topic is, but keep checking back because we will have upcoming shows, okay? So with that said, I want to thank all of you guys. And with that said, guys, stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to praise him in his heavens. Ooh, let's go.